All right, easy here for my latest partner, ExpressVPN. You're like, what the hell is that? I'll get to that. Calm down. First of all, going online without ExpressVPN is like forgetting to mute yourself on a Zoom meeting. Do you really want all of your coworkers to hear you trash talking them? Okay, so that's kind of like helping me illustrate to you what's up. Why everybody needs a VPN. Okay, so everything you do online, the shows you watch, the websites you go to, anything you do online, that gets sent to your internet service provider, including your mobile network providers. They know every single website you visit. All right? Reroute 100% of your traffic to ExpressVPN through their secure encrypted servers so your ISP cannot see your browsing history. Privacy is really big to a lot of folks, so that's why this is very, very important. ExpressVPN is the best. They hide your IP address, making it extremely difficult for third parties to track your online activity. That's important for your old pal EZ because with my setup, I can't have any compromises. My internet is so important for doing what I do that if anything affects what I do, that's trouble. That's why I use ExpressVPN. Very easy to use. You just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. Works on all of your devices too, phones, laptops, tablets, more, so you can stay private on the go. I swear by this, and my life is so much easier now that the Eric Zane Show podcast is utilizing ExpressVPN. So what you need to do is protect your online privacy today by visiting expressvpn.com/Zane. That's expressvpn.com/Zane. And you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/Zane. Hey friends, it's your old pal EZ, and I've got a free clip from our inaugural edition of Ben Glaze and myself doing Who Are These Steve and Kyles as we review shows from the Steve and Kyle podcast. You want the full show? It is available on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane, and you can get it for free with a free 7-day trial. Now, when you sign up for the free 7-day trial, you must put in a payment form. And you're like, whoa, that's how he scams us. No, that's like the only way to do it. But, you know, what you do is you cancel it right after you sign up. That guarantees you will not be charged. I don't want to be the guy to charge you for something that you don't want. Basically, I'm getting you to get the 7 days for free, and then you listen to it and you decide what you want. If you want to keep it going. And then if you do, you just re-sign up. It's pretty simple. You can do all that at patreon.com/Eric Zane. patreon.com/Eric Zane. I've got a ton of shows on my Patreon. You've got the aforementioned Who Are These Steve and Kyles. That is a review clip show. Who Are These Zanes? Same deal where Ben and I review old audio air checks from different radio stations in my career and just basically make fun of how horrible I am. And then, of course, probably becoming quickly our most favorite and most downloaded show, Who Are These Free Beers? Where we review current episodes of the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show. Not to mention the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, the daily Patreon bonus podcast, and the Lost Zane recordings. That's upwards of about 15 hours a week that gets published to Patreon at patreon.com/Eric Zane, all in addition to my free daily podcast, wherever you download shows and on Twitch. Enjoy this free clip from the inaugural edition of Who Are These Steve and Kyles.
This clip makes me wonder why the hell they even do the podcast to begin with.
Clip 5.
Yes.
The one thing I remember that I wanted to do, and I had a note on my phone for the longest time that had a couple of bullet points for like what to talk about during the first episode if we had ever done one.
Yeah.
Then we never did one.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're doing our second first episode.
What is this, 1.2?
I guess so.
Yeah.
But the one thing that I always it always stuck in my mind is like, well, if I eventually do a podcast, I don't want to number them, because
sure.
If you number something, there's always the expectation that there's one to follow.
Yeah.
So like, if this is episode one, then
two. When's two?
Now I got to do a two.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not because I don't want other people expecting. I just don't want to have to. I don't want to have that in my head.
I'm pausing it. It seems like every detail of this show requires like an explanation or a breakdown. Numbering.
Definitely.
I heard references to music, like you play a music bed to establish something, and then just in depth where they got it from, where it's downloaded. I mean, just all this shit that's like, fuck off. Get to it. Jesus.
It becomes a responsibility. I mean, and then you realize, oh, 25 of these. Sheesh.
Yeah.
30, 35, you know, whatever the number is at that point. And then it's this weight on your shoulders that, well, eight people are waiting for 36.
Yeah. And this is the good show. This is the good one.
Yeah. This is better than the newest one that I listened to. Yeah. But it's like, why the fuck even do it in the first place?
Yeah.
If that's how you feel about
yes.
it.
Yes. If you're going to sit out and make a podcast, quit acting like, it's a chore and it's
like
a burden.
It's pulling teeth.
And
yeah.
it sucks. How about do a good show? People might like it. Try. The only content they have is them acting like they don't think it's good, but they really do. But no, it does suck. It's horrible.
Well, all right, here, so now I guess they're trying. From the latest episode, if there's a produced intro for a bit, it must be good, right? You decide.
Time to see how wrong everyone else is. It's poll recap time. Find the polls at Stephen Kyle on Facebook and Twitter.
Nah, not so much on Facebook
anymore.
It's
a goddamn radio show. It's a that's what they're thinking this is. I don't think Steve understands what podcasting actually is.
Okay.
You don't need to be wasting anybody's time with...
Time to see how wrong everyone else is. It's poll recap time.
That doesn't make it better. And whoever the fuck is doing the fake British accent, Jesus Christ, get the stick out of your...
Plus, it came out of nowhere. Like, they didn't set it up or anything. It was just going from one conversation to that and then into the bit.
Yeah, that nobody does that in podcasting. It's just if they do, it sounds like shit.
Right.
All right, that's it. The full show on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane for 7 days free. Try it out and check out the whole show. Thanks for checking this out, though. Have a good one. Bye-bye.